Okay. Dan Pearce, master of grind, guitarist at Sickness, and also Melodious Discharge, one of the driving forces behind Metal United Down Under, Port Pirie, and False Flag Promotions. Also a stalwart of the Australian metal industry, as we're saying, for over 20 years, mate. Cheers for making the time to have a chat, eh?
Hey, what's going on, wild man?
Yeah, fuck all, man. Okay, we got Metal United Down Under coming under. Can you tell me about the concept behind that all? For those,
I'll try to make it as quick as possible. Met Michael Luders in 2015. It was the first Sickness show we'd done in 15 years. We went to Sydney and played Metal United Down Under. And how could you put it? It's the Australia Day of heavy music. It's right around the country on one day, capital cities and small towns alike. It's up to 100 bands each year that it happens. And this year it falls on the 22nd of September, I believe. And it's our second year of doing it in Port Pirie, man. And we've got, I don't mind saying it, we've got a fucking killer lineup this year.
Yeah, your second year hosting it there in Port Pirie. Must be really cool bringing country music to the metal areas, eh? And giving people down Port Pirie way in that area a chance to experience this and be a part of it as well, I suppose.
It's funny, man. The Mid-North has always had a very healthy scene, believe it or not. Outrage played in Pirie back in 1988 and packed out the YMCA. There's always been a bit of a thing up this way, but it's sort of been a very long time since anyone's put anything on. And you got the Daily Chase, they do their thing up this way. But as far as underground, diverse, music festivals go, I'd say that Metal United Down Under would be the biggest thing that's ever come up this way. Last year we had 11 bands. We had punk, we had grindcore, we had black metal, we had death metal, we had thrash, we had sludge, basically everything, you can get in alternative music, I suppose, in the heavy, spectrum of things. And this year, man, we're chuffed as hell. We got three bands from Melbourne: Good Time Aussie Boglers, Christ Crusher, and Counterattack. That's the Vic Assault crew right there. Coming out of Adelaide, there's like seven bands. You've got bands like In Extremis and Shadow Realm. As far as I'm concerned, these bands are, top shelf, world standard type stuff. And yeah, we've got Shadow Realm ending Metal United this year in Port Pirie, which is sort of fitting because Matt and Paul actually grew up here, and I believe it's Torsha's last show with them.
Yeah, I've seen that. They're after our new vocalist as well, so maybe
it's
someone.
Torsha, did I get that right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I got it right. Cool. But we're really, really excited to have 13 great bands. Now, this year it's the same thing. We've got variety. I think that's the key when it comes to festivals. I don't want to watch 20 bands that, have all got the Cookie Monster thing going on. I like things to get, things to have some diversity. And I think we've achieved that again this year.
You have. It's a crazy cool lineup. We'll go through it, dude. Quick word or a sentence just about each band, because I've actually started going through and listening to them, man. Some unreal bands. The ones I haven't seen live, I've seen most of them live, but the ones I haven't, I've gone through and...
If you say the name of the band, I'll give you a rundown.
Exactly. Let's do it, man. We'll start with Good Time Aussie Boglers, eh?
Kevin Bloody Wilson meets Slayer. Ah. Meets, oh, hey, God.
Hell yeah, Christ Crusher.
Cosmic Psychos or something.
Christ Crusher.
Those guys are from Ballarat in Melbourne, and they're just a great fucking bunch of guys, and they got catchy, tasty tunes, and, they're a tad on the nasty side. I love it, So you got to get down to Moodoo and Port Pirie, and definitely see the Good Time Aussie Boglers. And to have a band from Ballarat come to Port Pirie is pretty special too.
Yeah, definitely, man. Okay, and In Extremis.
Heavyweights of the scene. They go back to the early 90s. I met those guys when they were Execration back in 92. They've been around forever. Their new stuff's the best stuff they've ever done. They've come out like swinging with both fists 20 years later, and we're heaps excited to have them up here doing their blast groove grind thing. And also, they've got a little surprise for us in store that I can't say. So, yeah.
Nice. Looking forward to it. I love In Extremis. I think I've seen them 3-4 times last year. Caught them at their first show back. Was really pumped. Was a big fan years ago, too.
When I saw they were back, I was really, really happy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You were saying Shadow Realm?
To me, these guys are just like one of the best heavy metal bands in Australia, you know. I see big things for these guys, and all the guys in the band are veterans of playing brutal stuff, and it's just great to hear them play some heavy metal, not some other core or tag or thrash, not some other, just heavy metal.
Yeah.
And I think Shadow Realm are world standard, and for them to be headlining our Moodoo, we couldn't be happier.
Yeah, they are. They're a great band. All these bands are. Hate Force 5.
I don't know if you saw it on the Facebook page, but I put, they've been upsetting and delighting audiences over the years in South Australia, something like that I put. But I just love what they do, you know. And to me, some of these bands, you know, it's hard to sort of explain what they are. And to me, that's gold, you know what I mean? I wouldn't even, you know, I hate Force 5. I really wouldn't even know where to start apart from, I don't know, electronic punk with the biggest balls you've ever seen. And it's funny, it's smart, it's clever, and yeah, it's loose.
Nice. Your band In Extremis, mate.
Oh, Jesus. you don't know, like, as each show goes, you don't really know what you're going to get. Old school grindcore, you know, blood, sweat and beers, dredged in political, you know, satire and, we're noisy and we're fucking ugly and we're rude and we're brutal. Come down and check it out.
Hell yeah. Sedulous Rouse.
These guys, you know, once again, what I said before, you know, like some of the bands on this bill, you can't just say off the bat, boom, what they are. And, definitely prog rock, prog metal. They have all sorts of like stuff going on. You know, I hear traces of Atheist and Cynic and, you know, stuff like that, Alchemist. And, you know, and I just think they're the three of them always put everything into it, live or in the studio. And they've been nothing but good to Sickness as well, and they're great guys. But they've just got this infectious energy and a quirkiness to them. And they're not doing what everyone else is doing, and that's what I love.
Yeah, they are a good band live. Another band I've caught live as well. Really good live, really good sound, eh?
Yeah, and their CD, was it Beyond the Valley?
Yep. Yeah, I've been listening to that the last few days as well.
Yeah, and Paul from Sickness, our drummer, he's coming for him now, and
yeah.
They played last weekend, and I heard it went really, really well.
Yeah. Suffer the Avenue.
I didn't know much about these guys, I'll be honest, but the more I find out about them, the more I like them.
They are good.
Awesome. Just heavy, fat grooves, good times, you know. I was sitting there one night, and I was, because I always suss out, if I hear of a band that I don't know about, I always suss it out. And I sussed out their film clip to the Grinspoon cover, Champion.
Yep.
And they're just sitting in the backyard drinking beer cans and throwing them at each other and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But the song, you know, has got, you know, a big fat production and it's done real well. They're pretty much a staple up here in the mid-north.
Yep.
Well, obviously there's not a hell of a lot of bands up here. You know, you're going to name another one of them, Maniacal, and yep. There's a couple other floating around. I said the Daily Chase before, even though they're not on the bill. But there's not a lot, should I say, you know, but you got a few bands in Wyala, a few in Port Augusta, and a few in Port Pirie, and pretty much Suffer the Avenue. Is it Avenue?
Avenue, yeah.
Yeah, I said Avenue to the bloke, and he's like, we get that all the time.
I actually caught these guys with Super Heist, I think it was last year. They supported them, and they blew my mind, dude. I hadn't heard them before, and they just had that sound, kind of that Lamb of God sound as well.
They're was that at? Wyler?
Nah, that was in Adelaide. That was with Frankenbach, Dreadnought, Terminal Zero, Super Heist.
There was actually posters for that up in this town.
Yeah, they won one of the competitions for it.
Yeah, well, I remember seeing a Super Heist, because I know those guys from years ago, and I know of them and that, and I remember I actually did that one of the bands that I asked about playing Moody this year, Super Heist. I was in talks with them about it, but and that's how the sort of In Extremis thing came about. When I saw a Super Heist poster up at the phone box here one night, I'm like, what's going on here? Super Heist playing in Paul Perry. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right, it was in Adelaide. But I'm suffering the Avenue, pretty much. I'm really happy they're on the bill and that they were like, we want to play. That was awesome.
They'll put on a good show, man. They're unreal, dude. I was really thoroughly impressed with that. I knew all the other bands, but like I hadn't heard Suffer and I walked away a lot. Yeah, really impressed. Next one.
That's sweet. They got to play with Super Heist. Sorry, what did you say, mate?
Next one we've got is Oath of Damnation.
When Sickness first got going again in 2015, we played in Loxton, and we played in Adelaide, and we played in Port Pirie, and a couple of those shows with Sedulous Rouse and Oath of Damnation. Oath of Damnation, what can I say? Brutal black metal. When you get Con and Hodgie and, Matt together, something good's going to happen. And they're supporting Psychroptic. That's Grouse. But I'm really chuffed to have them on the bill. We did have another black metal band, but they pulled out. And I like variety, and I wanted to have at least one, black metal band on the bill, and to have Oath of Damnation, yeah, couldn't be happier, man.
Yeah, that's it. We all love our black metal. I'm a big fan of that, too. I'm
at least have one on there. When I'm talking like a metal show, or a grindcore show or something like that, I like to chuck a punk band in.
Variety is the spice of life.
And I think to have Oath of Damnation on the bill once again just gives that variety to the show. Plus, I think they're one of those bands that's up there with the best of the best. So, yeah, we're chuffed to have them.
Counterattack.
Yeah, well, don't know much about these guys. I've known the lads out of the bands for ages and stuff, but through other bands. And to be honest, all I know, when I first asked Christ Crusher to come over, they couldn't do it. And Paulie got back to me and said, I do this flat out hardcore thrash band called Counterattack. And I went looking for their stuff, and all the stuff I found was from, 2011 and stuff like that. And I was trying to find something new. Then I finally did. But, once I heard that heard their music, which, to be honest, was only about a month ago, I'm like, whoa, I am chuffed that they're on the bill. 1 minute, short, punchy, punk as fuck, pardon my language.
Nah.
Hardcore. Hardcore. I'd call them thrashcore.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, man. I went and grabbed their album today and had a listen. That's why I love shows like what you're doing. It's just good for me. I love all sorts of metal as well, all sorts of genres. It gives me a chance to check out what great talent we have here in Australia, eh?
I like that old school thing, and Counterattack have definitely got that going on, I appreciate you saying that, because, I really did put some thought into the lineup, and I've got nothing against, obviously I've got nothing against brutal music, but I don't think, don't get me wrong, if you're going to a death festival or a grind festival or something like that, you're expecting that. But I think, basically when the punters have got to stand there all day, you give them some variety, and it's just going to, keep a bit of electricity in the room. People aren't going to start sort of dozing off. And even stuff like the Maryland Death Festival, they have bands like Helmet and shit on that, So, it is good that I spun out when I actually saw that recently. I think it was Helmet. Saw Helmet on the, I think Voivod as well. And I'm like, that's really cool that at the Maryland Death Festival, they don't just have like I've been saying all night, Cookie Monster.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I'm babbling, dude, but as much as I love my blast beats and my brutal screams and all that, I just like breaking it up, and I think it just adds something to the and for everyone involved, the staff, the punters, the bands, the neighbours that have to listen to it, for the police, everyone, the council, the dude that doesn't want to pay to get in but stands out the front listening.
Yeah, well, we'll go through some of the sponsors after this, because you've got to have a lot of community support put on a show like this. But next up, let's go with Aftershock.
Yep. Aftershock had them play up here recently with Hidden Intent and Shadow Realm and Maniacal. And, yeah, just big, fat grooves. Like, say Nickelback and people go, for some reason. But I hear big Nickelback, fat grooves. You know, they've definitely got grunge elements. They've definitely got heavy rock elements. And don't get me wrong, they've also sort of got Pantera elements and stuff like that. But really fat, catchy, good songs. That's what I'll say about Aftershock.
Oh, it's Fire Ace.
Yeah, well, these guys, once again, knew nothing about them, had no idea what they were going to sound like. For all I knew, they were a black metal band or something. I had no idea, right? I just want to set the tone. I had no idea. So when I heard them, I was really, really surprised. And I'm like, man. And to me, they're a perfect combination of a new school rock and new school metal meets old school rock and old school metal.
Yeah, I just went and grabbed that album as well, so I'm looking forward to having a listen to that. I grabbed most of these albums today, eh?
You picked up quite a few, that's good.
Yeah, Maniacal, how we say this one.
Yeah, Maniacal.
Yep.
I was a bit like that too when I first saw their name. I'm like, because you know that whole horror movie Maniac?
Yeah.
Yeah, I warned you not to go out tonight.
Yep, that's our generation.
I'm like, is that Maniac?
Maniacal.
They've got that thing going on, what you were talking about before with the other boys. Really sort of that Pantera, Lamb of God. When they played here this year, their first show back in ages. Yeah, they said they hadn't played in ages. They said they didn't go. It was a bit dull, rusty, all that sort of stuff. But crushing guitar tone from Dave and Kane. Crushing guitar tone and, you know, brutal rhythm playing. Yeah, they're just really, for me, they're just really in that sort of, Lamb of God, Pantera, sort of thrash death, you know, thrash metal, a bit too heavy to be thrash metal, but, you know, not quite death metal, that sort of in-between thrash death thing. And great bands, you know, they got Andy Kite from, I think it's still called Against the Grain Studios.
Yeah, I was going to ask that, because that was the first album I cranked up today. And I noticed that Andy Kite was on it, and I'm like, I had to ask, that was the same guy from Against the Grain. Geez, they've got some good bands coming, doing music in that studio, eh?
I could be wrong, man. Probably wrong about half the shit I've said.
I think you're pretty right on that one.
Andy Kite, I think, might have come from Piri originally too.
Yep. Yeah, I think so as well.
There's quite a few, not all of them say it. Well, Meth Leopard, Ryan Cheeseman, he's from Piri, you know. That's what I was saying before. Like, there's something in the water up here, and it's not just the lead.
Yeah, well, country areas, there's a few country, areas around here that bands have come from as well, especially I'm in a country town. We've got some pretty decent bands come out of here, and I dare say the same as what you're saying there. There's a lot of time, all get together, play music, or get in trouble.
I got here 10 years ago and just thought, like, the town had no scene at all, apart from what I knew about Outrage, who became Dark Lord, and Paul coming from here, you know, that's about all I knew. But I really had no idea, like, the original incantation of Jesus Anal Penetration came out of this town.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so Jesus Anal Penetration were originally from Piri. Yeah. They ended up in Elizabeth. Nocturne's Mist are originally from Piri, you know, like, there's definitely something. Use that as that's got to be used as a soundbite or something. There's something in the water up here, and it's not just the lead.
It's not just the lead.
It's not just the lead. But, you know, it's really, really cool to sort of, I have had a few people say this to me, and it makes me feel good. And the guys that have gotten involved, some of the local guys, like we'll talk about that in a minute, have said to me, you know, you've sort of woke the town up a little bit again. And even the last show we just put on, the numbers are starting to pick up. And it's a, and don't get me wrong, you know, first show I put on here, there was a spin effects rolling past, you know what I mean? Crickets were chirping. But it seems like now we're up to our fifth show, False Flag Promotions up this way. We're originally called Fuck Copyright, but, you know, we thought we can't put that on big banners and near schools and shit. Yeah. So we changed it to False Flag Promotions. And, yeah, I really do feel like it's starting to gain a bit of momentum up this way, and, you know, because it takes a while to let people know that you're around.
Yeah, and I think people need to get up more and support local shows, local anything that people are putting on, especially in the metal community. We should all, especially for shows like this, Metal United Down Under, there's no reason every metalhead in Australia isn't at a show, so, you know.
That's right, and, you know, I remember, you know, 25 years ago, people would complain about attendance at shows, but now you look back 25 years ago, you know, the scene was heaps healthy, you know, with things like the internet, and I'm not saying this being an old fart, but, you know, obviously if you can just sit there on your TV and watch it and not have to go anywhere, it makes, you know, life a bit easier. But, you know, I think people are starting to actually get a bit tired of that, because things like record sales are starting to pick up around the globe, and gig attendances are starting to pick up and stuff. I think people are starting to want to go out again. And I think, you know, that's going to happen up this way this year for Metal United Down Under Paul Perry, for sure.
Definitely. So we're saying before that, you know, you got a lot of people that get behind you. You got to have a lot of the community behind you and sponsors and that. You know, who have you got behind you this year? And what's it going like so far?
We sort of had to, man, because, you know, last year we put a fair bit of money into it, and it was just me and Bazza last year. He makes the Sickness film clips and stuff. Barry Byron does all my, you know, does all my computer stuff for me, plus other stuff, you know. But, you know, it was a really big thing to put on by ourselves last year, because we get banners made up and stuff like that. We found a good place to do that. But this year, yeah, we've sort of got out. We've gone all out. We've reached out to the community, and we've got some really, really cool sponsors involved. We haven't sort of put them on the poster yet, and I haven't picked up a few checks yet and stuff like that. But, you know, we've been in talks with the council, quite a few local businesses, being media partners with Southern Cross News and Tracks FM, things, you know, radio ad, TV ad, things like that. These are all sort of things that are coming to fruition in the next week or two. And, you know, I would like to say the businesses we've got involved, but, you know, just because we haven't finalized that yet, yep. I won't. But I'd say we've got about 10 local businesses involved.
Nice. It's good, so the community's getting behind you, mate. Eh? I think, you know, things like this, the people need to get out, support their local shows, you know, not just sit at home on their computer and, you know, talk about it. Get out and support your local band, support the local community, support the metal community.
You know, there's no money in it for anyone, but what we want to do is just make sure that everything's taken care of and everyone gets looked after and has a bloody good time. So, you know, of course, that costs a little bit of money there, but, you know, none of the bands are coming here, obviously, for money or anything like that. But if we can get local business involved,
The price of the ticket and the show you've got on is pretty insane, mate. You can't go wrong with that amount of metal and that quality of talent. Like you were saying before, the world class. I listen to Aussie metal 95% of the time, and I have my show on Aussie metal, and it's just, for me, I think we have the best bands and the best quality in the world. It's just, if more people got up and supported their local bands and supported these bands, then, you know, who knows where we'd go.
We're taking care of everyone in the Mid-North, and, you know, I actually know of quite a few people here that are travelling to Port Pirie for this show. Even some people are coming from Alice Springs and Adelaide, and there might be a guy coming from Sydney, and I've even had interest from other people, like in Brisbane and da-da-da. And all I've said, anyone that says to me they might come, I'm like, well, look after you, mate. That's what small towns are all about. You'll have a bed, and you'll have a beer, and everyone will be talking to you with a big smile on their face. We look after you up this way, and we just want to have one big party, and we want everyone to have a good time. The cool thing is, once the festival's over, we can all crash at the venue. It's a community club. So once we get everyone out, we can crash at the venue, and the band's going to have a big sleepover and bring their pyjamas. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Nice. Cheers. Awesome. I think that just about wraps it up, Dan. So 22nd of September, where should everyone be? Get to a gig, Metal United down under, Port Pirie's a good start.
Well, I just want to say thanks heaps, Jai. You know, really, you know, you're one of those guys out there that's doing what needs to be done. You know, there's a few of yous out there, and you're at all the shows, you're talking to people, you're taking photos, you know, you're basically, yeah, you're flying the flag for all of us, mate, and I really appreciate that.
Proud to support you, mate. Well, Crank will be there and we'll be with you. Cheers, mate. Thank you for that, eh?
Hey, have a good night, eh?
Cheers.